news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
While still enjoying this unseasonably cool and dry temps and weather right now, Dr. Bill says changes are coming. We'll talk to him in just a little bit right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Also, Dalton's got sports and Kane's got our traffic, like right now.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've got a new accident at Moffitt and Forest Hill Drive. Just happened a few minutes ago. That's going to be without injuries. Also, another one, Mobile Police Department on the scene without injuries at Stocking Street and Government Street. As we look good so far downtown, eastbound I-10 for the tunnels and across the Bayway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a dry day with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, and it is National Wine and Cheese Day. National Wine and Cheese Day today. I've got a suggestion. Now, I know what I'm guilty of, and so I'm just fessing up to it. You know, I talk about our friends over at Cottage Hill Package, and I'm always talking about the great craft beers and the craft beer events coming in. And by the way, we've got another one coming up tonight with the Interstellar Ginger Beer. They got their free tasting going on from 6 to 8, normal deal, where they bring out all the different beers for you to taste, and then you get some swag from the brewery and all that. But I'm not talking about beer. Stop, Sean. It's National Wine and Cheese Day. They can't help you with the cheese, but the folks at Cottage Hill Package can help you with a huge selection of great wines. Not only do they have a big selection of what I would call like everyday or table wines, they've got some of those for celebrating a great occasion, giving a great gift, and they have the advice to steer you through to find, because it's like the world of craft beer. I'm back on that. The world of wine is, there's so many different wines out there. There's so many different styles of wines. It's good to have kind of somebody who can point you in the right direction and say, well, I like this, or that person likes this other one, and they can give you suggestions. That's why you go to somewhere like Cottage Hill Package, because the Manis family, it's a local company, local folks working there, and they're going to give you advice, give you direction, and help you make the right buy when you go to get that wine on National Wine and Cheese Day. They can't help you with the cheese, but they can help you with the wine.
And the employees are so great there. I mean, I've been there so many times, and I'm no sommelier. I dropped it there.
You did.
So I don't really know, you know, what wines pair great with what foods. But you can go in there and say, hey, I've got this great T-bone that I'm cooking on the grill tonight. What wine do you think will go with this? Or, I don't know, I'm grilling lobster tail or grilling some red snapper. What do you think will go great with that? And they'll say, hey, just take a look at these options, and that'll do it for you tonight.
And nice thing is there is then when people come over with you and you serve the wine, you go, oh, you know, I knew that I was going to get this one. Hey, listen, whether it be craft beer, fine spirits, great wines, huge selection of cigars, you got to check out Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, online at CottageHillPackage.com. Make sure to like them on Facebook as well, and come out and see them tonight for the free tasting event from 6 to 8 in the back lounge at Cottage Hill Package. And you're talking about pairing. Mm-hmm. You know, I've gotten over the just drink. My thing is, like, drink what you like.
Yeah.
It's Wine and Cheese Day. Here's a pairing that'll, I'm sure, because I'm sure you're supposed to have a brie cheese with... Here's a little bit of culture with a lot of South Alabama mixed in. A Cabernet Sauvignon with some pepper jack cheese.
Ooh.
That's probably good. It probably breaks every rule ever, but that, to me, tastes good.
I stick with the cheddar on Triscuits.
That's pretty strong, too. Mm. Pretty strong. All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, we'll check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by your CBD store of West Mobile. Shop in our relaxing environment where you can sample products and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greeley today.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man walking on Cottage Hill Road was killed last night. He was hit by a car between Demetropolis and University Boulevard. News 5 was at the scene. We are working to get more information from police this morning. A man on I Street in Pensacola woke up to the sound of gunshots.
I heard the shoot, but I thought it was firecrackers, man.
The victim was shot in his hip right outside Paul Wilson's home. Pensacola police are looking for the shooter, a 19 or 20-year-old man with short dreadlocks. He was seen leaving in a gray four-door car. More than 3 months after the crime, a man is arrested for a murder that happened at a Mobile sports bar. Police found 34-year-old Demetrius Anderson in Atlanta. He is charged with the shooting death of 42-year-old Tito Smith. The shooting happened at Fat Tuesday sports bar on April 5th. The Pensacola Bay Oyster Company is looking for the person who stole 17,000 oysters. The company is offering reward for information leading to an arrest. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that?
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I've bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle. So I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow. Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are gonna pop.
I'm gonna need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590. Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
The Green Bay Packers release a fan favorite. Tennessee's Kevin Byard becomes the highest paid safety in NFL history. And the Washington Nationals and Philadelphia Phillies are catching up to the Atlanta Braves. It's 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In NFL news, the Green Bay Packers surprisingly released veteran defensive tackle Mike Daniels yesterday, one day before the Packers opened training camp today. According to reports, the Packers tried to trade the 30-year-old Daniels, but when those efforts failed, they decided to release him. The move saves the Packers just over $8 million this season and puts them $15.29 million under the salary cap. Daniels was selected by Green Bay in the fourth round of the 2012 NFL Draft. In 7 seasons with the Packers, he started 72 games and recorded 333 tackles with 29 sacks. Some good news and some bad news for the Tennessee Titans yesterday. First, the bad news. Pro Bowl left tackle Taylor Lewan will reportedly be suspended 4 games by the NFL for a failed drug test. Lewan was the first to announce that he tested positive for the banned substance Oestrogen and is now facing a suspension. In a video posted to his social media, Lewan said that he never knowingly took the performance-enhancing substance and even passed a polygraph test to prove it. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that Lewan's A sample tested positive this summer, but that the results of his B sample had not come back yet. If those samples match, he would face a 4-game suspension regardless of whether he knowingly took the substance. The good news for the Titans is that they've locked up their best defensive player for 5 more years. The team announced yesterday that they've come to an agreement with all-pro safety Kevin Byard on a 5-year, $70.5 million extension that will make Byard the highest-paid safety in league history. Byard's entering his fourth season after being drafted in the third round by the Titans in 2016. He started all 32 games over the past two seasons, recording 124 solo tackles and 12 interceptions. In some NBA news, New Orleans Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson will sign his much-coveted shoe contract with the Jordan brand. According to Darren Revelle from the Action Network, Williamson's shoe deal with Jordan extends 5 years and is worth $75 million as the richest annual rookie shoe deal in NBA history. The 2018 Naismith winner averaged 22.5 points and 9 rebounds per game at Duke last season and led the Blue Devils to the Elite Eight. In the major leagues yesterday, the Atlanta Braves fell to the Kansas City Royals for the second night in a row, 2-0. Royals pitcher Brad Keller was the star of the night. He pitched 7 scoreless innings and brought in both Royals runs on an RBI single. In other games, the Washington Nationals beat Colorado in both games of a doubleheader, 3-2 and 2-0. Washington now only 4 games back from the Braves in the NL East division. The Philadelphia Phillies shut out Detroit 4-0. They're 4.5 games back from Atlanta. Chris Bryant, Javier Baez, and Albert Almora each homered, leading the Chicago Cubs past San Francisco 4-1. Here's Bryant's 2-run homer in the third inning.
Baez takes off for third. Bryant, a high fly ball, deep left center, carrying it is gone.
The Cubs snapped a 3-game losing streak with the win. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 14-8, with Cardinals slugger Paul DeJong hitting 3 homers. Here's his third of the night.
And DeJong hits one out to deep center at the wall. It's gone! Paul DeJong does it again. It's a 3-home run night.
The Cardinals have now won 4 games in a row. San Diego beat the New York Mets 7-2, and Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 5-4. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat Boston 3-2. The Yankees won another high-scoring game over Minnesota 10-7. Justin Verlander struck out 11 in 6 innings, leading Houston past Oakland 4-2. Seattle beat Texas 5-3. Cleveland shut out Toronto 4-0, and the LA Angels beat the LA Dodgers 3-2. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to Pensacola 4-2. Mobile's now lost 6 in a row. They'll try to get back in the win column tonight with a doubleheader in Pensacola. First game is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a dry day with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's the flashback sale at Mattress Firm. Right now, get up to $400 off throwback deals on beds. Plus, we're celebrating the year we were founded with a special price from 1986. A Sleepy's Queen mattress for just $169. Talk about a totally bodacious deal. But hurry in, these awesome blasts from the past savings won't last forever. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Heard about the health benefits of CBD oil? Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. Plus, a full line of products from Alabama's very first CBD superstore, Cannabama. Changing lives one drop at a time. Buy locally from CannabamaCBD.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Fierce Nakawati with principal office in Dallas, Texas. Attention landscapers and anyone working in the landscape industry. This is an important alert for users of the weed killer Roundup that have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A California jury recently awarded $289 million to a landscaper who claimed Roundup gave him cancer. Roundup is the most widely used herbicide in the United States with billions of pounds applied each year. Farm workers and landscapers are at the highest risk of injury from exposure. Time is limited to file a claim. If you work with Roundup weed killer and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline now. The number to dial is 800-951-6265. That number again is 800-951-6265. You could be entitled to significant compensation. If you've been exposed to Roundup and have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline right now. 800-951-6265. That's 800-951-6265. Again, 800-951-6265. Call now.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've had a great ride coming in from Daphne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway. Light traffic and accident-free conditions continue. Pleasant Valley, Government Street, Dolphin and Moffett and 65. If you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland, just watch for the radar. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails tonight paired with the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony. And I'm Kane with your and Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 721 FM Talk 106.5. Another drier than normal, in other words, lower humidity morning here in Mobile. Temps falling below 76. What we 62, mm-hmm. I think, Mount Vernon in the icebox of Mobile County. What's up, Mount Vernon? 62 this morning. We'll talk about this and the tropics as well with Dr. Bill coming your way about 13 minutes from right now. Segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. I know you're tired of credit card bills with high interest rates and you're ready to pay off your credit card balances. And I know you want to start saving money. So here you go. Here's how you do it. Get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream with rates as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay, lower than the average credit card interest rate, nationally 19% APR. You get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. When I say no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties either. The rate is fixed, so it's never going to go up over the life of the loan. Plus, you can get your money in the bank account as soon as the day you apply. Online application is so easy, you can apply right from your phone. And Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Like I say, why work on having a good credit score without taking advantage of it? And just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount on top of these great deals. The only way to get the discount, though, is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name, lightstream.com/Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V as in Victor, A-N. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, and also coming up, 7:50. Time for my victory lap.
Yes.
Captain Bobby Averscotto will join us for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. We took a little wager on what would be the winning weight in speckled trout.
And I have those numbers. So if Captain Bobby's going to try to get out of it, I mean,
yeah, they're locked down, written down.
I've got them locked down.
Could not be falsified. Or we could go back and check the podcast of the show. And
there's that too.
Document it that way. Also, yesterday, you know, we talked about it a lot last hour, and we will in the 8 o'clock hour. It was a 6 hour? Mm-hmm. Wasn't it probably 6 hours or five? Something like it was a long time.
And it seemed like they began earlier than
yes.
yesterday morning because they got started, I guess, technically at 7:30, although I don't think Robert Mueller said his first words until right around 8 o'clock.
Right, after everybody else got to grandstand.
Right, after swearing in. And then he went in front of the Senate committee later in the day. So, yeah, I think he was probably answering questions for a good 5 or 6 hours yesterday.
And what came of it? I don't think any new information came out. I don't know if any opinions were changed either. More on this story from Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
Republican Jim Jordan, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, called out the Democratic majority for focusing on what he called the wrong things.
Maybe a better course of action is to figure out how the false accusation started.
And Republican Matt Gaetz pursued a similar line of discussion with the former special counsel when it came to the now infamous Steele dossier.
With regard to the Steele, that's beyond my purview.
No, it is exactly your purview, Director Mueller.
In the subsequent hearing before the House Intelligence Committee, Mueller added his investigation into Russian election interference was both justified and necessary.
Oh, it's not a hoax.
President Trump continues to claim the entire investigation was a hoax and a witch hunt. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Yeah, so the president talking about that Mueller didn't have much material and have anything to go with. He was also, like he said, saying it was a hoax.
And everybody knew it was a hoax, especially the Democrats. I wish we could be a fly in the wall in those rooms where the Democrats would go in and talk before and after meetings. And they'd be laughing and smiling and say, can you believe that we're getting away with this? But in the end, they didn't get away with it.
All right, and I thought you were reading the Wall Street Journal, had an editorial take this morning, I think was one of the, I think a fair assessment of what happened yesterday.
Yeah, and the Wall Street Journal, which they put by the editorial board. I know the New York Times does that too, and some others. I wish they would put the names of the people that are on the editorial board, because it's kind of like hiding behind an almost like hiding behind an anonymous account. But the Wall Street Journal, they lead off with the headline: "The Mueller Show is a bust" in this editorial, and the last paragraph in this is really kind of the slam dunk of the article. They write: "The show was such a bust that we wonder why Democrats were willing to put Mr. Mueller on the public spot. They know he is slowing down, as is halting and sometimes." Times confused performance demonstrated. Democrats gambled that they could outsource an impeachment probe to Mr. Mueller, who would give them the public drama they needed to proceed. Instead, they embarrassed Mr. Mueller and dashed their own impeachment dreams, but at least Mrs. Pelosi is pleased that she doesn't have to impeach.
And yeah, there's a lot of truth to that last sentence. I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi has been the voice not wanting to impeach, because she doesn't think they're going to. I mean, number one, you know that the way impeachment, yeah, they can bring up the impeachment in the House, then it would go to the Senate, and it would go nowhere in the Senate.
And she knows
it would just be for, you know, for effect. But I think she realizes the political damage in her calculation, probably the political damage against Democrats in 2020, that risk is more than the benefit. Although you have a lot of people way to her left that are, which is saying something, that are hollering for impeachment.
Yeah. And Nadler, one of those that's been at the forefront of the impeachment cause, I guess, since this all began. But if you look yesterday, the Democrats, what they really wanted outside of, I mean, their dream would have been Mr. Robert Mueller coming to the stand and saying, yeah, the president broke all these laws and I laid it right out there for you and you should definitely impeach him. But instead, what they got, they tried to get him to kind of repeat word for word parts of the Mueller report, and he kept saying, you know, just look back, just go read it. We wrote it in the report. I don't need to say it for you. On the other side, the Republicans trying to get the answers for how this investigation actually began.
Yeah, Steele dossier. You heard Matt Gaetz from Florida talking about that.
And Mueller kept saying that that's out of his purview, which is kind of interesting because it's so directly involved into the entire report that how is that out of his purview? That's what I'm wondering. But Mueller really didn't give any more ammunition to either side yesterday in the 5.5-6 hours of testimony.
But plenty of members of Congress got their FaceTime that they'll use in an ad that'll be running in the 2020 election cycle.
Definitely.
All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, this story kind of, not kind of, it absolutely does, go back to something that's been said on this show and on the midday show over time when we talk about concealed carry permits and the questions about concealed carry permits in Alabama. And Sheriff Sam Cochran and others have said, hey, one of the benefits of that concealed carry permit is you can use that to speed up the process of buying a firearm, or as I would say, your next firearm. But now that's changing. Your concealed carry permit used to give you, you didn't have to go through the full process. You know, the sheets you all fill out when you purchase a gun. You put all that stuff, and then they call, they get on the phone or get online and look and wait and do that whole thing. Well, now, a change here from the ATF, claiming sheriff's offices aren't doing their job in the state of Alabama with concealed carry permits, may remove that ability. So we'll talk more about that coming up in just a second.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A high-speed chase through Baldwin County last night with speeds over 100 miles per hour. The chase began in Gulf Shores, went through Foley and into Summerdale. Foley police confirmed the driver got away. We're working to find out what started that chase. The Pensacola Bay Oyster Company is looking for the person who stole 17,000 oysters. The company says 35 empty bags were found tossed into the woods near the beach in East Bay, where it leases waters for oyster harvesting. missing. Company is offering reward for information leading to an arrest. Mobile police are investigating a shooting. Around 7 o'clock last night, officers responded to Athey Road near Valdez Drive. That's in the Overlook area. Police are looking for the person who shot a man in the leg. The victim's injuries are not life-threatening. Gulf Shores police are investigating the cause of a crash involving 8 vehicles. This happened Tuesday afternoon on Highway 59. The chain reaction rear-end collision sent 4 people to the hospital. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
For over 40 years, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has made its mark on the Gulf Coast. Everybody knows who we are and that we offer Liberty, an American-made product, plus service after the sale. Help us celebrate our nation's independence with big savings on Liberty's presidential model. For July only, get $500 off and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit. Come see and save. Don't buy from anyone else. You'll be glad you did. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at exit 5B I-65 at Moffitt. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
When summer days make you want to skip work, but your conscience says...
The right answer is no, and I've been consistent about that, I think.
Just stick to the dress shorts.
All right.
FM Talk 106.5.
Puerto Rico has announced his resignation effective August 2nd. Correspondent Rafael Romo reports from San Juan.
It was a surreal scene yesterday. We were able to witness the moment when the announcement came, and there were thousands and thousands of people here. They all erupted into cheers. They were singing. They were dancing.
South Korea says weapons North Korea fired were a new type of ballistic missile. Correspondent Will Ripley has more.
South Korean officials believe these were a new kind of short-range missile that North Korea was testing. One of them flew just over 400 miles, the other under 300 miles. Both of them shot into the waters east of the Korean Peninsula.
House Democrats say special counsel Robert Mueller's testimony isn't ending their investigations into President Trump. Impeachment remains a subject of their discussion. On Wall Street, Dow futures are higher. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Samsung will start selling its foldable screen smartphone by September following a delayed rollout earlier this year after tech reviewers found structural flaws. The world's largest smartphone maker promises it has dealt with the issues by altering the device's top protective layer, strengthening the hinges, and adding extra display protection. Called the Galaxy Fold, the device, priced at nearly $2,000, promises to offer a radical design shakeup for smartphones. Ford shares are down 4.5% in pre-market trading after the automaker reported quarterly earnings of 28 cents a share, short of analysts' 31 cent estimate. The result includes a 4-cent drag from the reduced valuation of Ford's stake in software firm Pivotal Software. Overall, Ford's operating profit was flat as it sharply cut losses in China and posted a small profit in Europe. Though it saw the bottom line dip slightly in North America, its biggest moneymaker. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open. That's Your Money Now.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
PolyGrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And feels fantastic again this morning. I like this.
Yeah, we did get officially down to 69 degrees at the airport, but quite a few areas have been in the 60s this morning. Some in the mid-60s, for example, over Locksley, 66 degrees. But the cold spot this morning, or cool spot, Mount Vernon at 62 this morning. And that compares to down at the Gulf Coast, where readings are in the 70s, 73, 74 degrees out on the Fort Morgan Peninsula. We got a beautiful day today. Again, low humidity for this time of the year. We should get up to 90 degrees, but it'll actually be a comfortable day. Tonight, we'll cool down again, about 70, perhaps getting into the upper 60s under partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow, another day with plenty of sunshine, but a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and the high tomorrow will be in the upper 80s. Now, the weather front that gave us the dry air is out over the Gulf of Mexico. It's going to move back a little bit closer to the coast over the weekend, and that will give us a chance for a few afternoon thunderstorms. So Saturday, some scattered afternoon thunderstorms, upper 80s, a better chance for afternoon thunderstorms on Sunday, and again, in the upper 80s. That's going to be the pattern for the beginning of next week and even in the middle of the week. We should have plenty of sunshine, but we'll see some scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs near 90 degrees. So if you're planning your weekend, look for some scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and the best time for a lot of outside work is going to be during the morning hours.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, checking in. Hey, by the way, speaking of weekend activities, I want to say thank you again. The nappies are out, and this year, y'all voted us best morning show, and thank you.
4 years in a row.
4 years in a row. It's a legacy development here. Thank you. Because of y'all that happens. Thank you so much for your votes in the nappies, and we really appreciate it. Speaking of Lanyap, we'll talk to Rob Holbert with Lanyap coming up about an hour from right now during the 8 o'clock hour of Mobile Mornings. Check traffic with Kane next.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department working two accidents, both without injuries. One at Airport and Hunter's Ridge Drive, another one at Moffitt and Forest Hill Drive. Seeing heavier traffic at Cottage Hill and Azalea by Fonde Elementary as they're heading back to school again this morning. A little extra radar in that area as well. Terraform Land Company in Bowman County offers a wide variety of services to keep your landscaping looking beautiful, from tree and stump removal to land clearing and driveways. Call 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill and Kane, and of course talking to you on the text line right now, 343-0106, but love to hear from you on the telephone coming up right after 8 o'clock, 343-0106. Same phone number, by the way, to call or text the station. All right, I've mentioned this change for concealed carry permits in Alabama. A story from our news partners at WKRG. It says the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, which I've always pointed out, that is 1 through 4 on my Christmas list every year, says some Alabama sheriff's offices never did background checks before giving felons pistol permits. Since 2016, anyone trying to purchase a gun in Alabama could use their pistol permit to bypass a background check. I hate that term, pistol permit. That's what they wrote, a concealed carry permit, but just reading it as it's written. But this week, that's changed. An old rule has been reinstated, forcing everyone to receive a background check before purchasing a firearm. In public safety advisory issued this week, the ATF claims some sheriff's offices were not doing their job in running full background checks before issuing pistol permits. Part of the advisory issued on Monday says, quote, at least some of these permits were issued to felons and other federally prohibited persons who use them to purchase firearms from Alabama FFLs, which is federal firearm license, without a NICS check, N-I-C-S check. End quote. It went on to say, because the county sheriffs have issued CCP permits without completing a full NICS check, firearms have been transferred to felons and other prohibited individuals in violation of federal law, therefore, thereby creating a public safety concern. That's the quote. Also a quote here from Captain Paul Birch with the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. He said, I know we have not had that issue here in Mobile, end quote. Birch says the agency is sure to run full background checks before issuing permits. However, the permit itself has flaws that last for several years. And they went back to Captain Birch, who said, about the permits, they may be issued a permit today. 4 years from now, they commit a crime where they shouldn't be carrying a gun, but they still have that valid permit and can legally purchase guns with it. Now, remember the change that happened in Alabama a few years ago with concealed carry permits for a shall issue versus a may issue state. And not only did that change some of the requirements, it also made it so you can get your concealed carry permit for 5 years' time. Mm-hmm. You can prepay, not have to remember each year to send in your stuff to the sheriff's department. So that's part of the issue as well. We'll talk about this more coming up on the midday show today. But just thought a story that it was one of those conveniences that I really liked, because if I would ever happen to go buy a firearm, that would help me speed up the process, you know, of purchasing the next firearm.
And because a few sheriff's offices didn't do their job the right way,
yeah, everybody now, gets thrown in the same basket.
We all pay for it. I wonder how much of that, doing those extra background checks, whether they didn't do that because of laziness or because of the time and money involved in doing that. Because some of these sheriff's offices are in small counties with very small staffs.
Good question. We'll try to get some more answers to that and talk about them later today. 7:42, we'll check news next.
How can you be sure that your current coffee provider doesn't support a $6 toll on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? You can be sure if you buy your coffee from Wayne Biggs, owner of Azalea Coffee Service. He's against those tolls, and he provides coffee and tea and all kinds of break room stuff. Let him know in Montgomery, Washington, and at that secretive hedge fund that we're not going to take it. Get your coffee from Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 today.
This is Wayne Biggs of Azalea Coffee Service, and I approve this message.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy Allegri Farm grown okra for $1.29 per pound, red, white, or black grapes 99 cents per pound, and jumbo eggs for only 99 cents per dozen. Open 7 days a week, Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Fresh from our farm to your table.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man walking on Cottage Hill Road was killed last night. He was hit by a car between Demetropolis and University Boulevard. News 5 was at the scene. We are working to get more information from police this morning. A man on I Street in Pensacola woke up to the sound of gunshots.
I heard the shoot, but I thought it was firecracker, man.
The victim was shot in his hip right outside Paul Wilson's home. Pensacola police are looking for the shooter, a 19 or 20-year-old man with short dreadlocks. He was seen leaving in a gray four-door car. More than 3 months after the crime, a man is arrested for a murder that happened at a Mobile sports bar. Police found 34-year-old Demetrius Anderson in Atlanta. He is charged with the shooting death of 42-year-old Tito Smith. The shooting happened at Fat Tuesday sports bar on April 5th. The Pensacola Bay Oyster Company is looking for the person who stole
17,000 oysters. The company is offering reward for information leading to an arrest. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Yellowhammer Fishing Kayaks in Theodore now carries one of the few fishing kayak brands designed, manufactured, and assembled in America, Crescent Kayaks. This fantastic brand is a great addition to their full line of kayaks, paddleboards, and accessories, and has a global reputation for durable, user-friendly designs at exceptional values, featuring super steady chair seating, Yak Attack gear tracks and mighty mounts, plenty of storage, and tracks very well with a trolling motor ready transom. Shop Yellowhammer Fishing Kayaks to get on the water today in Theodore and on Facebook.
The Green Bay Packers cut a fan favorite. Tennessee's Kevin Byard becomes the highest-paid safety in NFL history. And the Washington Nationals and Philadelphia Phillies are catching up to the Atlanta Braves. It's a quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In NFL news, the Green Bay Packers surprisingly released veteran defensive tackle Mike Daniels one day before the Packers opened training camp today. According to reports, the Packers tried to trade the 30-year-old Daniels, but when those efforts failed, they decided to release him instead. The move saves the Packers just over $8 million this season and puts them $15.29 million under the salary cap. Daniels was selected by Green Bay in the fourth round of the 2012 NFL Draft. In seven seasons with the Packers, he started 72 games and recorded 333 tackles with 29 sacks. Some good news and some bad news for the Tennessee Titans yesterday. First, the bad news. Pro Bowl left tackle Taylor Lewan will reportedly be suspended 4 games by the NFL for a failed drug test. Lewan was actually the first to announce that he tested positive for the banned substance Ostarine and is now facing a suspension. In a video posted to his social media, Lewan said that he never knowingly took the performance-enhancing substance and even passed a polygraph test to prove it. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that Lewan's A sample tested positive this summer, but that the results of his B sample had not yet come back. If those samples match, Lewan would face a 4-game suspension regardless of whether he knowingly took the substance. The good news for the Titans is they've locked up their best defensive player for 5 more years. The team announced yesterday that they've come to an agreement on a contract extension with all-pro safety Kevin Byard for 5 years and $70.5 million. That'll make Byard the highest-paid safety in league history. Byard's entering his 4th season after being drafted in the 3rd round by the Titans in 2016. He has started all 32 games over the past 2 seasons, recording 124 solo tackles and 12 interceptions. In some NBA news, New Orleans Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson will sign his much-coveted shoe contract with the Jordan brand. According to Darren Revelle from the Action Network, Williamson's shoe deal with Jordan extends 5 years and is worth $75 million. That's the richest annual rookie shoe deal in NBA history. The 2018 Naismith winner averaged 22.5 points and 9 rebounds per game at Duke last season and led the Blue Devils to the Elite Eight. In the major leagues yesterday, the Atlanta Braves fell to the Kansas City Royals for the 2nd night in a row, 2-0. Royals pitcher Brad Keller was the star of the night. He pitched 7 scoreless innings and brought in both Royals runs on an RBI single. In other games, the Washington Nationals beat Colorado in both games of a doubleheader, 3-2 and 2-0. Washington now only 4 games back from the Braves in the NL East division. The Philadelphia Phillies shut out Detroit last night 4-0. Phillies are now 4.5 games back from the Braves. Chris Bryant, Javier Baez, and Albert Almora each homered, leading the Chicago Cubs past San Francisco 4-1. Here's Bryant's 2-run homer in the 3rd inning.
Baez takes off for 3rd. Bryant, a high fly ball, deep left center, carrying it in.
Cubs snapped a 3-game losing streak with the win. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 14-8, with Cardinals slugger Paul DeJong hitting 3 homers. Here's his 3rd of the night.
And DeJong hits one out to deep center. At the wall, it's gone! Paul DeJong does it again. It's a 3-home run night.
Cardinals have now won 4 games in a row. San Diego beat the New York Mets 7-2 yesterday, and Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 5-4. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat Boston 3-2. The Yankees won another high-scoring game over Minnesota 10-7. Justin Verlander struck out 11 in 6 innings, leading Houston past Oakland 4-2. Seattle beat Texas 5-3. Cleveland shut out Toronto 4-0. And the LA Angels beat the LA Dodgers 3-2. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to Pensacola 4-2. Bay Bears have now lost 6 in a row. They'll try to get back in the win column tonight with a doubleheader in Pensacola. First game is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. It's exactly 10 minutes till 8 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Any losses they have now, that's Huntsville's problem, man.
That's
it. It's not our problem.
The Trash Pandas.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department do have a couple older accidents clearing at Airport and Hunters Ridge Drive. Also have got one at Moffitt and Forest Hill Drive. Again, extra delays at Cottage Hill and Azalea by Fonday Elementary as they're heading back to school again this morning. You've got some radar there, some heavier traffic. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a dry day with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, our future calendar is as hot as a July bottle rocket. Coming up August 1st through 10th at the University of Mobile Jacobs Field, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the Babe Ruth World Series 16-18U Baseball Tournament. Qualified teams from all over the U.S. and China will be competing for the World Championship. For more info, visit BabeRuthWorldSeries.org. Go all out. We do.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
All right, 7:53 FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear you need if you're starting to think about hunting season this fall. They got that gear, and of course the gear you need to go on the water. Get the stuff that my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato uses when you go see him at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Morning, Bobby.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
And congratulations, by the way. You finally beat me one time on the...
I was going to save that for the end of the segment, and you went ahead and cut the knees out of it. I had a full like fanfare ready to play to celebrate. To celebrate the big win, but you just went ahead and took the knees out right in the beginning.
I wanted to go ahead and get the pain over with.
Okay, well, we'll see. You said last week we made our annual wager here on what the winning weight for speckled trout would be, and Bobby, you said...
Yeah, Bobby went with 8.4 last week. Sean went 7.4. The winning trout, 7.32 pounds.
So,
man, I'm telling you what, that's just about hitting it on the head right there.
If that trout would have just eaten one croaker before they had caught it, I might have been right on the money. But
would that mean that you'd win double if you hit it dead nuts?
I think so. I think I get the bonus round multiplier. All right, let's talk about the rodeo in review and fishing after the rodeo. It seems like, you know, you have this high point, this peak on the rodeo, but there's still plenty of summer ahead of us.
Absolutely, plenty of summer. Even though the last couple mornings it hadn't really felt like late July, but yeah, that's not going to change the water. Unfortunately, it's not going to change the water temperature enough to change the pattern, you know. So yeah, you're right. You know, of course, we have the rescheduled Young Anglers Tournament this weekend, and looks like the weather's going to be pretty good for it. And the real good news is, man, we cycle in. If you keep up with the tides, we cycle into this really good tide cycle to where we're coming out of the nip today, and we're at the stage of the tide cycle now to where it starts falling right at daylight. And like we've talked about a number of times before, that's when the magic happens, because you get daybreak and you get a tide change, both those things happening first thing in the morning. And man, that's when the bite can be really good if you make the right move. And you know, if you're around the fish, they should really bite right at daybreak here for the next several days.
Yeah, that's you know, you're always wanting telling us you're looking for a tide change, looking for water movement, but it does get amplified, I guess, with that happening at daylight.
That's right, because you're starting actually both of their new days. You got, you know, daybreak, which if you're not fishing around lights, that's when the trout will really start to feed. They'll be an ambush sight feeding type fish. They're going to need a little bit of ambient light to see their prey, and then you get, you know, the motivation of the tide change, which kind of starts a new day, and both of those happening at the same time is the reason that triggers it. And it's not just with trout. That's just about any inshore species. You're going to have that same situation going on. So we talk a lot about trout, but that's the same with flounder, redfish, even mackerel, which I guess kind of consider an inshore species this time of year, you know. So all of that stuff happens right at daylight with this tide cycle.
You know, you mentioned redfish, and we hadn't talked about how the red fishing has been this summer a whole bunch. Kind of walk us through what you're seeing.
Well, what's happening right now, they're in this gathering up stage to start moving offshore to spawn, and that's when you stumble across these massive schools of spawning bull red sized fish. We came across one this Friday of the rodeo, just where you had literally probably an acre of just redfish stacked together like cordwood, and I don't know if everybody's done it, but a lot of people have come across that, and that's what's going on with that. Those fish will gather up and they'll move offshore to spawn. Then when it starts to cool off at the end of September, you'll see them move back into the bars at the mouth of the bay and so forth. But that's when you see these giant schools of redfish. And when you hit on one of those, you talk about some action. I mean, that's when it gets crazy, because there's so much competition in the school and they're so big, you can just about throw anything out there and you're going to hook up, and multiple hookups. Everybody that casts is going to catch a fish.
Yeah, they always ask, what are those bull reds biting? And I said, hooks.
Yeah, be careful, man. Don't put your feet in the water. They'll hit those too. So,
that's for sure.
That's exactly what goes on.
All right, Captain Bobby, somebody wants to get a trip booked here in the remaining summer, or even talking fall fishing, how do they do it?
Put you in the mood. The weather we've had the last couple of days kind of gets you thinking about it, doesn't it? That fall fishing, just go to ateamfishing.com, and you can either hit us on the email or just give us a call on the phone number that's on the website, ateamfishing.com.
As always, man, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, old buddy. Talk to you soon.
Captain Bobby Arriscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Hour number 3 on the way next.